Pope Benedict XVI has sent his greetings to the Congress of the World Conference of Secular Institutes underway this week in Assisi. Signed by his Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, the message encourages the particular vocation of consecrated lay men and women, which is rooted and centered in Christ, but lived within wider society. The Congress concludes this weekend with a General Assembly. Archbishop Gerald Lacroix of Quebec, Canada, has been a member of the Secular Institute of St. Pius X since 1975. He spoke to us about the role of secular institutes in the modern world and in his own life.
Well, you see, for many, many centuries, if you wanted to consecrate your life to God, you either became religious, a priest, a nun, a monk. But in the last centuries, we've seen more and more people wanting to continue to be lay men and women in the midst of the world, in their working profession, but consecrated to God. And so in 1947, Pope Pius XII, more than 60 years ago, it's new and yet not that new. Well, of course, if you look at 2,000 years of history, it's fairly new. Recognized this special vocation, and so there are over 200 institutes in the world right now, men and women. Most are lay people. Some are priests who live out their vocation through their profession in the midst of daily life.
Now, you are particularly close to secular institutes, and you have a special perspective on them because of your own experience with the Pius X Secular Institute.
Seeing a secular institute from the inside, being a member of a secular institute, is very different from learning out of books or seeing other people. I was 18 years old when I joined the Pius X Secular Institute as a layman. I was working in restaurants, then I was a graphic designer. I was in the working world, never thought I'd be a priest, let alone a bishop and an archbishop. And I was very happy to be a witness of Christ in the working world and being a witness to my fellow co-workers. But I would say that the experience of being in the working world gives a whole new perspective, being in dialogue with that reality, you know, living like ordinary life, like everyone, mm-hmm. not having a community that backs you. Of course, we belong to a group. Every institute has its ways of bringing people together, either once a week, once a month, for recollection, for sharing, for prayer, to support each other. But it's quite a challenge to be out there.